and it's almost time for supper. You say, oh my goodness, the dishes are dirty. I've got to go in and what? The dishes.
Wash.
What?
Wash.
Okay. After you wash, okay, say your daughter was done. So you could persuade her to wash the dishes. You'd say, after she washes the dishes, then she what's them in clear water?
Scald.
Okay, just to get the soap off, you'd say she what's?
Rinse.
Okay, would you say the whole sentence, she?
Rinse the dishes to get the soap off.
Okay. What do you call the cloth or the rag that you use in washing dishes?
Dishcloth.
Okay. What do you call that cloth or rag that you use for drying the dishes?
Dish towel.
Okay. And what do you call the small square terry cloth that you use to bathe your face?
Washcloth.
Okay. And after taking a bath, what do you dry yourself off with?
Bath towel.
Okay.
Drying towel.
Okay. Okay, what do you call that thing in the kitchen sink and then it should turn on to get water?
Faucet.
What?
Faucet.
Okay. If it's outside, what would you call it?
Faucet.
Okay. Let's see. People used to buy flour in a great big wooden, round, tall container. About this big, round, about this tall, shape kind of like this. What would you call that?
Bin?
Well, it's kind of like a bin, only...
Ball bin?
Sometimes they were set outside and used to catch rainwater.
Barrel.
Okay. Now, if you've ever seen a barrel that was used to carry water, sometimes it'll have a little thingamajig on it that, with a push button, you know, that you can hold the cup under and you can get water from it for your cup. What would you call that thing with the push button?
Faucet.
Okay, alright. What if it had a little handle that you turn?
Same thing.
Okay. Beer sometimes comes in a thing that's like a barrel, only you call it a what? A big what of beer?
Keg.
Okay. Now, excuse me, if you had a way, you know, a thing, handle that you turn and stuff on the beer keg, what would you call that? To get the beer out.
I guess it would be a facet too.
Okay. All right. Okay. Used to be you could buy molasses in fairly large quantities. What would you call the thing that the molasses came in?
I can only remember cans.
Uh-huh. Okay. This would be a bigger amount than that, I think. Sometimes there's a small container on the table that for molasses that people call this. Okay. I didn't have a name for that either.
Picture.
Okay. What kind of picture did you call it?
Syrup.
Okay. What's the difference between syrup and molasses?
Molasses are thicker.